Now, my guest in the studio today is Megan Bailey from Cancer Research UK, and she's here to talk about Race for Life.
I have the absolute privilege of taking over some of Jill's much-loved events, including the Brentwood one, so thanks for having me.
It's really lovely to see you wearing pink, and it's a beautiful sweatshirt you've got on, which will be available on the day to buy. Now, just a few facts, there are over 200, if you didn't realise, 200 different cancers affecting parts of the body. And the stats now, one out of three women and one out of two men can be expected to develop cancer at some stage during their life.
Race for Life starting 25 years ago. Since Race for Life has been around, we've had 9.5 million women taking part in Race for Life. They've raised £863 million for life-saving research. And when I first started taking part in Race for Life back in 2010, the back signs were, you know, it was awful. It was very hard to read them. It was very sad stories, a lot of loss there. Yeah. And now it's just, you know, it's more positive. More people are surviving cancer and living for longer and having more tomorrows with their loved ones. And that's what's really, really positive. And it's great to see that and, you know, translate across the board as well.
Now, tell us about back signs. I know what you're talking about. Other people are like, what are back signs?
Yeah, the Race for Life back sign. So it's something that's really, really special for our event. It's a pink piece of paper with a little speech bubble on it, and it's where people write their messages of who they're taking part in Race for Life for. So, for example, I would write on the back in memory of my mum, or someone might be you know, for my aunt or my granddad who's fighting cancer at the moment. But I've even seen some that have been really special and just said for everyone. And I think that's really, really special, because as you said, you know, everyone will have some form of connection with cancer, which is really, really sad, and that's not what we want. But that's why Race for Life is so, so important, and it's such a special atmosphere at our events on the day, because people are coming together to do something positive and have a bit of fun while they're at it.
And also people that have survived cancer as well.
People who are undergoing treatment take part, people who have recently got their all clear, or even people who have recently got their diagnosis. And again, obviously not forgetting all those people who have sadly lost someone as well to the disease. And it's very much a celebration of all of those journeys, because they all make up the cancer stories, and all of those people in our eyes are cancer beaters.
Now, it is a Wilds Country Park. There's parking. Do you have to pay for parking?
No
pay for parking. So you turn up on the day, which is going to be May the 25th.
Yes.
So you kind of, you walk in and you're like, this is beautiful, if you've never been there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And then you sort of go over a little bit of a hill, and that's where the magic is.
That is where the magic is. That is where you are, your eyes are adjusting to the level of pink in the general area. And pink is very much a Race for Life colour. That we refer to the sea of pink quite a lot, but you need to see it for yourself. So if you haven't come along, definitely do come along, because it is quite an amazing experience. And people get really into it, or people are just like wearing a pink headband. So, you know,
just a pink headband. They were
just
arrested.
Chill. They're just like, yeah, I'm just running along. But no, they were like, where's the rest of your pink outfit? You've left it behind. But no, yeah, so it's a really, really special thing. And again, it's all about coming together and doing something really positive for cancer. And the pink is a symbolisation of that, I feel, as well. And for this year, excitingly, Race for Life is open to all. So we will be seeing, hopefully, gentlemen and ladies in pink at our Race for Life events this year. So we have adult entries, which are £14.99, and then we have the kids who can take part for £10. So yeah, we still let the little ones take part as well. We have ladies who push their children along in buggies as well. Wild Country Park, if you're familiar, or even if you're not, it is a cross-country course. So, you know, it's a little bit of an energetic workout, depending on how fast or slow you want to go. But it's really a non-competitive event, and that's still very much the spirit of Race for Life. But for us, it was the right time to open it up to everyone, because the only way we're going to make traction in this fight against cancer is if everybody in the community gets behind it.
Yep.
And that's what Race for Life can be for you all this year.
How far is it?
It is 5K, but we do have a 10K option.
Is that 3.5 miles, roughly?
About 3.2,
old days.
Yeah. Yeah, about 3.2 miles. Or we've got the 10K option, which is in your 6 mile mark.
Yep.
So if you want to challenge yourself, we're there for you as well.
Yep.
But yeah, our standard Race for Life 5K.
And how long will it take to get around the course? So just say if you're walking the course. Do
I walk it. I'm a very slow walker. I do love a little doddle. So I probably take about an hour and a half. Yeah. I just like to take my time and enjoy it. And it's such a beautiful venue. Mm. And we're all here for you,
take
if that's what you want to do.
I mean, if you're walking around, stop and just sit there with a picnic, glass of champagne.
We try and make it a very much kind of an event. So it feels like you've stepped into somewhere and it's really, really exciting. So we have a load of stalls on the day. So lots of local organisations get involved, which is really, really great. we always like need people to volunteer, and actually that's just as much fun because you get to support your loved ones out on the course, and also you get to kind of see all these crazy people dressed up and having a really, really brilliant time. So that's a really, really nice way to get involved as well.
And how do people, if they want to find out about volunteering for the day, how do they get to find out more?
So for volunteering, or even if you want to sign up, it's at raceforlife.org. You can do both on there. Just type in Brentwood into the search bar and our Brentwood events will come up. We'd absolutely love to have everyone there this year. I think it's really, really positive that we've got this whole new shiny, everyone's taking part. It's going to be really, really special. But it's still going to have that really inspiring celebration feel to it as well.